its current state on WKAR. All this hour, we have been listening to the sounds of Red Tail Ring. Red Tail Ring is Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo. They're performing tonight at the 10 Pound Fiddle here in East Lansing. They've got three albums under their belt, and tonight's performance is a tribute to the Carter family. We're going to hear them perform one of those songs now. This is No Depression in Heaven by the Carter family. Again, Red Tail Ring on Current State.
For fear the hearts of men are failing, for these are latter days we know. Great depression now is spreading, God's word declared it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going in that bright land. There'll be no hunger, no orphan children crying for bread, no weeping widows, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffins, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. This dark hour of midnight nearing, tribulation time has come. The storms will hurl the midnight fears, sweep lost millions to their doom. I'm going where there's no depression, to the loving land free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. My home's in heaven, I'm going there.
Red Tail Ring, live in Studio S here at WKAR on Current State. Michael Beauchamp on the Martin Six String and singing, along with his partner Laurel Primo on banjo. They perform tonight. It's a Carter family tribute. And that last song, No Depression in Heaven, originally done by the Carter family. You'll hear more of that tonight at the 10 Pound Fiddle concert series. They work fiddle, banjo, mandolin, even the jaw harp into their act, with obviously some very tight traditional harmonies as well. Welcome to East Lansing. Welcome back to East Lansing.
Thank you.
This is your second time to the 10 Pound Fiddle, I understand.
That's right.
Yeah.
How did you guys hook up then?
As a band. Well, we were just both playing a lot of music around in Michigan. As you know, there's a great roots music scene and just music in general.
A lot of it is right here, too.
People love to play it and people love to listen to it.
Yeah.
So we were just both playing in different bands and circling around the same paths in Michigan. Finally got to meet each other and sat down and played one tune on the banjo and the mandolin and kept doing
and
that ever
since.
You were
off to the races.
Yep.
And you both attended the University of Michigan.
Yes.
Is that right? Did you make music together when you were there?
We didn't know each other.
Okay.
But had a lot of fun with other Ann Arbor groups.
Are you trained? Are you trained in this? Self-taught, or how does that break down?
Well, we're house trained, but other than that,
well, that's
not
encouraging.
Not too much.
Michael.
Saying a lot for folk musicians.
Yeah, that's right. No, I have a degree in ethnomusicology, which is kind of the cultural study of music.
Yeah.
So it ties in really well with what we're doing now with this old folk music and old Appalachian music. And so it's interesting to have a degree in ethnomusicology because I feel like it prepared me to do a lot of the research that we do now in our work, although in terms of having any other job in the world, I'm not sure it has.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I have this one, for sure.
What about fiddle for you, Laurel?
Oh, I grew up playing a lot of fiddle with my mom in my house.
Okay.
So that was a lucky first start.
So it was more organic than it was really lessons and things?
I've done it all.
Okay.
I did a lot of organic learning, just wanting to join in playing with my parents and my household, but also went to music school and took plenty of lessons along the way. So,
have you experimented with other styles of music at all? You're such naturals at this, but I mean, a musical journey for a young person can take all kinds of paths. You ever plugged in a
many a
Gibson
time.
Les Paul and let her rip, Michael?
I was always really wimpy about that kind of thing, though. Les Pauls are pretty heavy, and I always went for the lighter Fender Strats. So, yeah, we've definitely both done that. In college, I was in a ska band, believe it or not.
Oh,
and
wow. That was just the kind of thing I was hoping you would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was really, really fun. And I've done other kinds of music. When I was in high school, I was in like a cover band, and we'd play people's private parties,
sure.
Friends of ours, things like that. But nothing too serious. And more as I went on as a musician, especially when I got into college, I started to think about the acoustic guitar and the electric guitar as separate instruments. And they have such different ways that you can play them, mm-hmm. and they inspire different things. And so I really began to see myself as more of an acoustic musician than electrified anything. So that turn was kind of pivotal for me in delving deeper into this kind of music and contemporary folk music and things like that.
Laurel, tell us about your trips to Denmark and Germany. You've played in Europe, which sounds so exciting.
Yeah, the last 2 years have made some big trips for us, and one of those was doing some more kind of workshops and teaching in Denmark and interacting with Danish students studying their traditional music there. So we were sharing a little bit of American culture with them as, as musicologists. And this past year, we went to Germany and played 19 straight shows in a row and just traveled all around the country as fast as we could. And we were well received. So we feel like going back.
That sounds like such excitement for young players like yourselves. We're talking with Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo. They are Red Tail Ring, and they play tonight at the 10-Pound Fiddle in East Lansing. What's your songwriting process like? Obviously, you do other people's work, but you write your own work as well. What's that creative process like as far as your own songs go?
Well, I think we kind of do it all. Laurel and I individually write songs, and then we'll bring them to the other person, and we'll kind of arrange it as a group and make edits. We're very fluid in our process. We each make editing decisions on the other person's songs. Generally, though, if I'm leading a song or if Laurel's reading a song, that's the person who wrote the song, with a few exceptions. And a few times on this last album, The Heart Swift Foot, is primarily original. And a few times we wrote songs together from day one. We conceived the lyrics together and talked it all out. And that was really rewarding in a lot of ways and kind of more challenging, a different challenge. It definitely took longer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we kind of just let things steep in our process. We'll have the basic arrangement, and then we kind of tinker with it. And we tinker with the instrumentation, you know, try it out on the banjo or the fiddle, different types of instruments until we find something that really sits well with the song.
Okay. And you've got a tour, you've got a more elaborate tour coming up soon?
Yeah, we'll be heading out to the East Coast at the end of this month. And I guess on this trip that means some Vermont, some New York, where else would we go into Pennsylvania?
Regionally,
a lot in Pennsylvania.
Regionally, that's a good part of the world.
We love going there.
Demand, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to play us out, and we're looking forward to that. And I'm sure everybody, after hearing you, is looking forward to your performance tonight at the 10-Pound Fiddle Coffee House. What are you going to play for us?
We'll play a Jimmy Rogers tune to kind of, you know, put some good traveling music to end us up here.
One for the road.
Tea for Texas.
Red Tail Ring on Current State.
Texas, tea for Tennessee, tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee, tea for little Thelma, made a feud out of me. She got eyes like diamonds and her teeth shine just the same. Eyes like diamonds and her teeth shine just the same. She got ruby.
Red Tail Ring, wrapping our show for Friday. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.